So throughout this year, we're talking about connecting to God and one another, and we've been trying to put pieces of our faith together throughout this year. So this is an effort this year to get all the pieces in a jigsaw puzzle or in a tapestry that we might put together. And in these weeks, we've been talking about the missions that are such an important part of who we are here at St. Mark's. This is an important piece to put in the puzzle. You know why we've been talking about missions for these weeks? Because it's so much a part of who we are as followers of John Wesley, as people who are in his heritage. So because John Wesley taught that we should work on our piety, our relationship with God, and then our faith leads us to serving in the world. So missions is about our faith being lived out, and that's why we're talking about this. We're also talking about this because we want you to know where your mission giving goes. 10% of all of our giving here at St. Mark's goes for missions. Now, that's really just a tip of the iceberg because there's other mission giving that goes on around here as well. So many of the things that we're talking about, all the things we're talking about, are ways that your giving helps support mission work around the world. So several weeks ago, I talked about our understanding of mission. Then on the 19th of August, we heard from our youth, our Sierra Service Project youth, and our middle school mission youth. Last week, I talked about Jesus and the inn. And in upcoming weeks, we're going to look at the local missions that we support. Interfaith Community Services, NASH, Primavera, and so many more. Today we're heading down to Douglas. You know where Douglas, Arizona is? We're heading to Douglas, Arizona, and to the border town of Agua Prieta. We're going to visit the United Methodist Mission there. It's a part of the Methodist Church of Mexico. We in this conference have been involved in the development of Fuente de Vida, the Methodist Church in Agua Prieta, in the Colonia. I'm going to talk about what the Colonia is in a few minutes. I know that some of you here have been involved in mission work in Agua Prieta, and this is your story, but it's all of our story. You know, I've come to know the people at the church at Fuente de Vida in the Colonia, and these are deeply faith-filled people, really strong Christian people. The scriptures that we're going to hear today reflect them. We're going to hear Psalm 146 and then some passages from Romans chapter 12. And as you hear these passages today, I invite you to think about the people of Fuente de Vida in this very needy area in the northern part of Mexico, where we have had the privilege of assisting them in building projects, but also in building their lives and building faith. We're going to begin with Psalm 146.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. a reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. God, this day we remember that we are made in your image and you walk with us. So guide us today by the power of your Spirit. Amen. So, you know how some things are just close to your heart? Some things are just close to your heart. Like, it's like God puts them on your heart. And the mission in Agua Prieta for me is one of those things. So here's why. In the 1990s and into the 2000s, we vacationed in Mexico. And I grew to deeply love the land and the people. We vacationed in Rocky Point and in San Carlos and in other places. I know that some of you have been to places in Mexico as well. And God put this deep love on my heart. And then in August of 2001, I spent a month in central Mexico learning Spanish. Now, it turned out that I kind of failed at that. I really didn't learn very much. But I deeply loved being there and learning about the people and the language and the place. And so this has been on my heart. So when I went to serve Dove of the Desert in Glendale, Arizona in 2002, I heard about a mission that was taking place in Agua Prieta, that the United Methodist Church in the Desert Southwest Conference in Arizona was becoming involved in helping establish a church in the Colonia in Agua Prieta across the border at Douglas. Now, I know that a lot of people have become involved in the mission there in Agua Prieta over the years, but this is a bit of my story with the work there. And it is the work of Jesus. And it is how I had the privilege, we have had the privilege of joining in. I want to say a little bit about the Colonia. You can see on the map that Agua Prieta is right across the border at Douglas. And Agua Prieta is an old city. It's been there a long time. But just west of the main part of the city, there is a dusty, abandoned, bare piece of land. And in the 1990s, when factories were set up in northern Mexico, people came from central and southern Mexico with the hope of having work at the border. And many of them got there and discovered that there were no jobs, that either some of the factories had closed or they didn't need near as many people as had been advertised. And people got to the area around Agua Prieta, and there was no work. And so a colonia sprung up on this dusty, barren land just outside the city of Agua Prieta. And when I first visited there back in 2003, the homes that were there were shacks. They were made out of cardboard and tin, literally. You have seen places like this, those of you who have traveled the world, or if you have been in places in Mexico, you have seen cardboard and tin shacks. Sometimes on a block, there would be one spigot of water, and there was no electricity. And back in right around 2000, Pastor Diego Lopez and his wife, Hela, were in Agua Prieta and around the Colonia. And they started handing out blankets to the people there. And eventually God put it upon their heart to start a church in the Colonia. And Pastor Diego and his wife, Hala, and their family and some of their friends began a Methodist church in the Colonia that eventually became known as Fuente de Vida. And some of our people were involved early on in the development in the Colonia and in at Fuente de Vida. Our own Jim Jackson used to sit right back there with Nina before they had to move away. Our own Jim Jackson and others went to Agua Prieta, assisted in the building there and in the development of things in the Colonia. They helped take down, the early people helped take down right around 2000, 2001, 2002, a couple of double wides that were originally used for worship in the Colonia for Fuente de Vida. And, you know, the people there, Pastor Diego and Hala, desperately wanted buildings so that they could reach people with the good news of Jesus and could provide a safe place for them to gather. So when I was serving Dove of the Desert in 2003, we took a mission trip down to Agua Prieta. We stayed at the Gadsden Hotel in Douglas. Some of you are going to remember that, Pancho Villa and the whole thing. And we crossed over the border. And we assisted the local people in the Colonia, pouring cement, doing wiring for a little community center. We worked alongside the people, these hardworking, committed Christians there in the Colonia who worshiped and prayed in a double wide and wanted this community center to be used for other things. They believed that God would show them the way. We held a vacation Bible school. And people from Dove of the Desert kept going down there to do wiring and other kinds of things after I left there. I continued a relationship with the pastors there. I got updates. I was a district superintendent. But this was still on my heart to be with the people of the Colonia near Agua Prieta. In 2009, there was a tragedy in that area. Pastor Diego and another man were killed in a car accident. His wife, Hala, so committed to bringing Jesus' love to the people of the Colonia and helping them, she went to school and became a pastor. She took over Pastor Diego's work that she had already been sharing. And she became the pastor of Fuente de Vida, the church in the Colonia. Well, a health clinic was built there. Construction on a church building began. People from our Desert Southwest Conference and other places continued to help the people there with construction on actually building homes so they didn't have to live in cardboard and tin shacks anymore. And they helped with making connections with the city so that electricity could actually be brought to the Colonia. When I came to St. Mark's in 2010, I still had this mission in Agua Prieta on my heart, and I learned that St. Mark's had been part of this since 2003. In fact, our United Methodist women were among the first people to take sewing machines down to the Colonia and teach the local women how to make sewing projects so that they could earn money and set up their own small businesses. After our Change the World weekend here in 2011, a small group of us continued to meet and help each other with missions that were close to our hearts. And mine was Fuente de Vida, the church and the mission in the Colonia in Agua Prieta. In 2012, this small group that I had been meeting with here from St. Mark's visited the Colonia, and we were captivated. We were captivated by Pastor Hala's passion for Christ and helping that she wanted to help the children be educated and the people to have good lives. We listened to Hala. What was needed there? What was needed for the hundreds of children that now lived in the Colonia? You see, they were already doing good work there. They needed support in some areas, and how could we join in the work that Jesus was already doing there? Let love be genuine became our motto. And so as we visited there, this is Pastor Hala with me in one of the buildings there, the room that's used for the sewing room. And then you get to see the picture of the group of people, the group of us who visited back in 2012. So out of that, our St. Mark's Agua Prieta Task Force was begun. led by Marianne Knuckles, with many others participating, we were mobilized to listen to the needs of the people in the Colonia. So this has quietly continued over these last 6 years. We haven't constructed anything down there because the people there can do that. We helped them get an evaporative cooler when they needed one. We provided gift bags for children at Easter and so much more. Leadership of the task force has transitioned in the last couple of years and is now chaired by Robert Cottrell. Many other people are also involved. I want you to hear for the next few minutes Robert's story about his involvement in Agua Prieta.
It sort of turned my life upside down in some ways. You know, if we think about what the great call is to serve those who can least afford it and who are the most humble among us, those have been the people in Agua Prieta. And I love being there because it is a great story. It's a great story for me personally. It's a great story for St. Mark's and for all of the people of St. Mark's. All of our, or at least part of our gifts to missions goes to support this great work. And we see things during the year here at St. Mark's that we have contributed to, the children and, to the fathers and helping build up the books and a new library that they've got going, in the Colonia. It's the best expression that I've seen for me in a great while in what it means to emulate the presence and the spirit of Christ in this world. It's very difficult for a great many Mexicans to continue in school, particularly if they're poor and uneducated already. They have a subsistence living, and they oftentimes take their kids out to sell trinkets to make a few extra dollars. And schooling just sort of goes by the way. Their worship centers were two trailers, a double wide that served as the sanctuary, and then a single trailer that had two Sunday school rooms on one end and two bathrooms with inside facilities, including showers, on the other end. And we were told that was the only cold and hot running water in the whole Colonia, if you can believe that. That was back in 04 when we first saw that. Here with in the last few years since that, things have changed a lot for the better. They now have actually three buildings that one houses the sanctuary. It's still under construction, but it is well appointed for how far they've gotten so far. There is a separate fellowship hall that is spacious and nice. Church offices are there. It's air conditioned. And then next to that, there's a third building, and that third building is a small clinic. And the sweat equity and the money for a lot of these facilities have come from Methodist churches like ours, like the Foothills Church in the Phoenix area, the church in Flagstaff, the Catalina Church in Tucson, and of course, Vista de la Montaña in Catalina, just north of us. And the deal is that we have helped those people, but they are industrious, that we can see all of the ways that they are appreciative and that they are seeking to help themselves.
So I want to let you know what we've been able to do there recently with the people of the Colonia and Fuente de Vida, the church there outside Agua Prieta. You are seeing here pictures from a celebration of learning. And along with Vista de la Montaña, we have joined to provide uniforms and other needed things for children so that they can go to school. And because of that, every year then there's a celebration of learning for the children who have stuck with school and really made good progress. And these are the pictures that you're seeing now from our participation in the celebration of learning in 2016. You read often about our coffee sales. Some people in the Colonia have a coffee roasting business, and we sell that coffee here. The next sale is in October. Right now, we are working to furnish a residence house. Those are medical residents. There are some medical residents who are willing to come and do a residency in Agua Prieta and serve at the health clinic, but there's no place for them to live. So we are working to help furnish that home so that medical residents can come and help out at the health clinic. We have done bags for dads for the celebration of their Dad's Day. We've taken tool kits to the dads in the Colonia. We've done bags for children at Easter time. We have helped them develop a library of Spanish books for children there right in the Colonia. Part of your mission giving goes to support all of this. We funded computer software for their church services, but they raised their own money for their computer. So this is a partnership with them. I want to say just a bit about what it's like in the Colonia now. It's still poor, but now there are houses there. People live in houses with electricity. The church is almost done. The health clinic operates with the help of Faith Works. This is a true success story by almost any measure. Today, Hala is assisted by a pastor named Armando. So now when we do some of our work, we connect with Armando because they lead worship together. We get to support the work of the people there in Agua Prieta, in the Colonia, at Fuente de Vida and beyond. And this is the work of Jesus. You know, on this weekend, when we honor work and workers, these are some hard workers in this place, people who are working to build their lives, and it is our privilege to work alongside them. If you want to join in, there's an insert in your bulletin today that tells you about the things that we're doing, but you also can watch along the way for ways to help. I invite you to think about what happens when young people, like the children of the Colonia, are educated and given a chance to get a good job and they're formed in Christian faith. They're given a chance to see people who care about them and who care about one another. I think that everything proves that they are then less likely to join gangs, to become involved in harmful things, and they learn to live lives of faith and to bring hope to their people for generations to come. And so we, with them, join to let love be genuine, to hate what is evil, to hold fast to what is good, to rejoice in hope, and to persevere in prayer. Thanks be to God. Amen.